Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's the Commissioner live on OFL After Dark. I don't even know what day it is anymore. But anyways, we got a big show. We got 40-0 Gamer call in. Actually, it's not 40-0 Gamer now. It's now 40 Incognito, I believe. And I think we'll find out the reason behind the change in the gamer tag. It's an interesting story. Lots going on in the leagues right now. Fantasy Draft League is completely full, so do not sign up for that. The draft will be Sunday night, 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to repeat that. The draft's going to be Sunday night at 5 p.m. Eastern. So look forward to that. It's going to be a big league right there. A lot of good players in there. A lot of new members, too, so that's cool. What else is going on? We have a brand new Group 5 single season non-draft, 13 to join, 200 to the winner. And the other thing we got going on right now is the Long Beach 32-man tournament, $7 to join, $159 to the winner. We've got about 10 or 9 spots left there, so if you're interested, shop.oflnow.com. A lot of things going on. Let's get right to the phone calls. The lines are lighting up. People know 40 is going to be calling in. Let's start right now with the 319 area code. 319, you're now live on OFL After Dark.
Hey,
who am I
up?
Speaking with this evening?
Incognito.
All right. Hey, 40 Incognito, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
So let's start right off right now with today's hot topic. Have you been following the Madrenal situation at all?
Yeah, a little.
Okay, so he made a trade with a computer-controlled New York Giant team while the New York Giants' SC Bolt was waiting to accept his invite. Madrenal claims he didn't know it was the computer, although Madrenal played the New York Giants in week one. And then
right.
It was a single season. On top of that, he traded future draft picks, which
I
are null.
Draft picks single season.
Yeah, it makes no sense. The players' union representatives, the head of the players' union, which is now J.J. Mills and Freddy Krueger, since we've grown so much, we need two of them. And then, you know, the vote a couple weeks ago, it was tied, so we just made both of them the head. They came back and recommend he be removed from the league. Not all the leagues, just that league. It is in the terms and conditions that you're not allowed to trade and can be removed from the league. So they have suggested that be the case. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's a hard sell to believe that he didn't know, but you know what? I'll give people the benefit of the doubt. Whatever, I'm not gonna judge him. That's your guys' job.
Do you think being kicked out of the whole season's a little too harsh?
Again, you know, I'm pretty outspoken on a lot of things, but me and Madonna are kind of not getting along again already, so I'd rather not discuss his punishment.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit with you. There's an incident last week. His punishment still hasn't been decided. What occurred was a trade between you and Live Master.
Everybody's aware of exactly what happened.
Yeah, so I don't even have to go into details. But let's hear your side of the story.
All right. Well, I don't know if it was between. I mean, we talk a lot, you know, at work, the phone, group me. You know, she texts me. Anyway, she texted me and she wanted my punter. So I was like, what? Whatever, okay. So I was going to just trade her straight up for the punter. But then I had her on the phone, and you know what? She has a couple players. She had a couple good players. And I'm like, well, I kind of really want Miller and, God, who was the other guy? Knighton. And she said, well, I don't really want to give those guys up. They're kind of, she goes, their overall is pretty high, so, and you don't really have a whole lot to offer. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're probably right. But then I presented a couple different arguments for her, and she bid on it, like, because right now she's wanting to run the 3-4. Well, let's just, we'll make this quick and I'll break it down. You guys come to whatever decision you want. With Redding and Knighton, their strength is real close. Their size is close. Redding is 6'4", 318 for an end. Knighton for defensive tackle is 6'3". Their size is pretty much the same. Their strength is very close. Size is close. Power moves is about the same. Pursuit's the same. Redding has better play recognition, speed, agility, and acceleration. And it would only take about 3,000 2,500 XP to get his block shed up to what Knighton's is. So people are kind of stuck on the overall. The overall mm-hmm. is the be-all, end-all. And what she was looking for, she had YouTube some things, bless her heart,
mm-hmm.
She needed a fast defensive tackle to be able to do some things that she wanted to do. I'm not going to get into what she wanted to do.
mm-hmm. That's fine, yeah.
But that's what she wanted. So I'm like, okay. To me, that's, you know what? A lot of people, again, you guys are looking at the overall, not thinking that's a fair trade. That's fine. But that's what she wanted out of that deal. The Von Miller obviously was a bit different. That definitely was not between that and DeQuell Jackson. To me, that mm-hmm. wasn't a fair trade at all. So I asked her, hey, this really isn't fair to trade this guy for this guy. I really need to give you somebody else. What else are you looking for? Do you need anybody else? And she said, yeah, I kind of like your tight end. I need a good tight end with a run block. I had, what was his name, Allen, I think. He was 83 overall. He's got good catch. He had an 83 run block, way better than any tight end that she has. So
mm-hmm.
she agreed to those terms.
Yeah, see, and it makes a lot more sense when we hear you explaining it than just everyone jumping to conclusions. And I might have been partially guilty, maybe not quite as much as everyone else, but it makes a lot more sense. We got a lot of callers coming in, 40. I know these guys have all been waiting. I know you're not going to take any questions from anybody on that, but 941, you've been on the hold for a while. This is a commish with 40 Incognito. Excuse me, I got to get used to that. Can you state your gamer tag for all the listeners out there? 941, you there? Okay, I guess 941's not there. Let's take another caller here, 40, from the 510 area code. 510,
I'll
you're now
answer.
Live
I'll
with the commish.
Whatever questions.
510, are you there?
Oh, hello?
510, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, who are we speaking with this evening?
Oh, this is Peel. Look, I didn't know that I was in the queue. I was just calling to listen to the story. But how's everybody doing?
Oh, okay.
Good.
Doing good. Now, you got the commish here, and you got 40 Incognito, previously known as 40-0 Gamer. 40, why don't you tell Peel and all the listeners out there exactly what occurred and why you had to change your gamer tag? Because that actually might clear some things up down the line.
Well, all right. Sarah, live, was at my house for the draft. She put her account on my Xbox. I had a couple other buddies over drinking. They had their Xbox. They were playing on my other 50-inch. They were playing Call of Duty. So we were switching back and forth between the draft. My wife got a little pissed off about the noise, so she said. So I missed my last, I think, four draft picks. They ended up getting autoed. So I came back, and then for preseason, I didn't want to have to keep, because you said it was only 10 minutes, so I didn't want to have to keep us switching back and forth between our profiles on one Xbox. So I loaded my profile on my buddies who were playing Call of Duty, loaded my profile onto theirs. Well, Xbox suspended my account immediately. I couldn't do anything. So I spent the next 4 hours on chat with Xbox trying to clear it up. They said I was trying to sell my account.
Wow. And so they ended up keeping all your content on there, including your money you had in credit, correct?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how much it was, but I had like $200 to $300 in money that they kept at the terms and agreements that they emailed me. And the games, any games that 4-year-old gamer purchased are out. I can't get those back either.
Wow, that's crazy, man. That's definitely crazy.
They said there was an appeal process. They just said that was their automatic security. It was flagged by a computer. That was the first step. They locked everything up. I can't appeal, so I'm appealing it.
And see, what you're saying actually...
What doesn't make sense is that I tried to tell them when on the chat. I was on chat with them for 4 hours. I was like, it's the same IP address, just a different MAC address. So how can I be selling my account? It's just a second Xbox in my house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is a very good point. But that actually does clarify some of the things. There is a lot of conspiracy theorists out there in the league saying, hey, look at this draft. Live Master's not on at 40 at the same time that 40 Incognito's on, because these same conspiracy theorists have started this rumor that Live Master is you. And, I mean, just asinine. That's asinine.
Well, the thing about conspiracy theorists is, they're going to point, we'll take the moon landing as just a bizarre example. There's people who actually believe we never landed on the moon, but you can take the facts that they give you, and if you only hear their facts, you know, I've read into it. I kind of like, oh, my God, maybe there's something to that. But then, you know, you're only hearing certain facts, but then when you get all of the facts, you're able to come to a logical conclusion. But anybody can make somebody believe something if they just present one set of facts.
Mhm. Right. And you know, I've been getting a good bit actually. I was actually surprised. Like I never really even considered it. I don't know. But people have been privately sending me messages and their evidence, and I'm like, "Well, you know, show me some evidence." And I can see, like, you know, you're sitting back and you know, just chilling, smoking your weed, whatever, getting a little paranoid, and you start seeing these things, and I guess it could maybe make sense, but I mean, the one that really stuck out to me, well, they were saying about this draft. So I looked and I paid attention. I was like, okay, so they are right. But then it was shortly after you sent me a message and explained your Xbox situation. So it all made sense again. That, and then I get a lot of, well, 40 and Live are never on at the same time. But, like, just tonight I saw you both on at the same time. Like, I never paid any mind to it. So I thought, well, I'll check tonight. And you were both on at the same time. So it's like... I don't know, man. You know, it could be a personal vendetta.
I have a new job mm-hmm. now. I'm no longer her boss. We don't work at the same place. We didn't. Mm-hmm. We worked opposite hours, you know? And mm-hmm. Also, I appear offline quite a bit. I just forget to turn it back on just because, like, my kids will take my Xbox and watch Netflix and stuff. So I just appear offline
right.
so I don't get messages so my kids don't have to. Because I get some pretty mean messages sometimes. And,
well, yeah, I mean, you have been known to speak your mind and possibly hurt some people's emotions, so that could be why they're attacking you.
I totally understand where it's coming from, and it's justified, and some of it's deserved, but you know what? I call it like I see it, and some people deserve it, and if I hurt their little feelings, then fuck them.
Yeah, and hopefully we can get Live Master to call in. I know she's real busy with work, and I don't know if it fits her schedule, but maybe we get her to call in sometime and tell her side of the story. She would be an interesting interview as one of two females I think we have in the league, which is, you know, it's definitely a minority when it comes to the Madden gaming community.
Yeah, you hit
but,
you keep Messenger about that and push her, because I had a hard enough time getting her to do the interview for me. She didn't even want to do that.
Uh-huh. Right. We got another caller. Our lines are full. Let's try to get to these callers. 586, you're now on OFL After Dark with 40 Incognito and the commish. I finally got it right. Who are we speaking with this evening? Oh, Fuse Viper, how are you doing?
Hey, Fuse. Pretty good. How about you? What's up, 40?
Good.
How's it going?
Now, Vipers, from the jump, everyone seemed to attack 40 on the trade. The only person I saw voicing their opinion and actually backing and supporting 40 was you. So it's actually
that's right.
And I'm actually glad you called in. So why did you decide to back 40, and what did you see differently than the rest of the community?
Sure, the trade didn't look like it was fair and all, but, like, most people in the league, like, they just look at overall, as, like, 40 was saying, like, they don't look at the stats of, like for the, like, stats that match that position. Like, someone could be looking at, I can't give a good example, but, like, they're not looking at, like, the numbers for that position, like where they have to be good at, like, their strength and awareness. Like, they just look at overall. And look at what
his zone coverage is better than any linebacker she has. She plays a zone almost constantly. She wanted a linebacker with better zone.
And then everyone came in and was like, oh, what the fuck? How is this going down? They'll suspend his ass. It's like, they can't just come out and say that. Like, they have to hit it back. They just look at overall. That's how I saw it.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure 40 was thankful to have somebody seeing it from his point of view when he was getting attacked. Viciously, really, but like 40 said, he understands because, you know, he's not one to bite his tongue
yeah,
and way to find people from time to time.
And then everyone saw a punter being dealt. They're like, oh, it's bullshit.
Another big thing going on in the league right now, Vipers, is the Madernoff situation. Are you familiar with what's happening there?
Yeah, how he traded with the computer after he played
yeah.
him.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Was that an honest mistake or a purpose to try to get an advantage over everyone?
He was probably, I know, like, Prince McGamara is like a, it was Prince McGamara I traded for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, like, he's a good player and everything, but, like, he probably thought that, like, he was, like, under the radar, so if he traded for him, like, no one would notice it. So, like, I think that's
right.
What I saw, but, and then, like, they were talking about, like, studying for the whole season. I don't think he was spent for the whole season, probably like a couple games, but not don't end his season just started. He can't just end like his whole season by one trade.
I agree.
That would be like 2 to 3 games, I would say. Would be fair.
And that's what I was actually thinking. I was thinking like maybe 2, maybe 3 games, but the players' union representatives, Freddie Krueger and Jay Mills, had come back and suggested being eliminated from the league. And I don't know. I don't think I'm going to rule on it that harsh. Because he did give the player back, and he never actually gained anything from it. He didn't actually even step on the field with him. So it's not like he got a win from it. So I think kicking him out of the league, although it is – possible because it's in the terms and conditions. I mean, it could happen, but I'm gonna try to wait. And if I learned anything from this 40 incognito situation, I need to definitely hear from Madernaw on his side before anything comes
what
out.
Group, was
group 2 single. That's the big
thing.
Like, who would trade it? He knows. He knew. He had to know it wasn't a computer. I mean, he had to know it was computer control because no human is going to trade a draft pick in a single season.
Yeah, for the 86 overall corner.
Yeah.
Like
now, we've got another caller that's been on hold, Vipers. Let's bring a 941 area code. Are you there this time, 941? 941? Going once. 941?
Yeah. I'm here.
Are you there, 9? Oh, okay, 941. Who are we speaking with?
This is D-Ro. What's going on?
All right, Debo. Hey, what's up, Debo? You got 40 Incognito here and Fuse Vipers. Vipers and 40. Debo's a newer member in the league. I think he's in. What league are you in? Group 3 single?
Right.
Welcome.
Yeah, I mean, single.
Have you been following the situation at all with 40 Incognito, or was that before you got in the league?
No, I mean, I've been in the league. I've been listening to it, going back and forth about the trade. It does make sense. You know, a lot of people, like you said, a lot of people both look at the overall picture instead of just looking at the overall amount, so look at the whole big picture of it. So that does make sense there. By the computer trading part, yeah, ain't nobody going to trade no draft pick for no 86 corner, especially in a single season, too. So, yeah, he knew that what he was doing there. That was just blatant, straight out blatant.
Yeah.
There, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. To be clear, that wasn't 40, though. The second part of – the latter part of your point is actually discussing Matternau. So 40 – for all you listeners out there, make sure you're – it's clear. 40 did not trade with the computer. That was Matternau. But, Debo, those are really, really good points and well said. Do you think that it was a little – do you think it was unfair for the majority of the community to attack 40 like that without hearing his side of the story?
Yeah, you know, it's always two sides of the story, you know. It's always the his side, her side, in the middle, you know what I mean? So you got to peek, you know, listen to the information and kind of analyze it, you know, as you can, kind of, you know, the person's character or what have you kind of plays into it too as well. You know, I don't know the guy that well other than, you know, what I've heard since I, you know, been here the short time I have been here. But, you know, again, you know, what I saw here this time, you know, it seems like it went right to the lid of the book.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, actually, you're the perfect caller to call in because, like you said, you're new. You don't know any of these guys. You've just been reading on Glip and just maybe hearing some things here and there. But 40, as Debo being a new member and you've been here since September, what are three things that you would suggest to make Debo really maximize his experience here?
Let's see, avoid my mistakes, I guess. Party up, make friends with the right people, and don't piss off the wrong people.
Would be kind of hard to do, yes?
And I'm not taking anything back. The people I've pissed off, they deserve it. Volcano, you're a dick. You deserve everything I say.
Vipers, do you have any advice for Debo how to really get the most out of the OFL now?
I would just say start talking with more people and you'll realize that there are some pretty good people out there. Make some connections.
Yeah, overall. Yeah, he's right, make connections. And one key thing, I'm actually shocked 40 didn't say this, but definitely try to schedule your games as soon as we advance so you can get them lined up so you don't wait till the last minute and then a sim happens or something or Xbox Live goes down like it's been going down recently.
I got accused of glitching for the first time ever.
You did what now?
I got accused of glitching the last game I played for the first time ever. I've played... How many leagues, how many people? Nobody's ever said I glitched. I got my first accusation. Oh, I did this game.
What were you doing, that route swapping thing that people consider
glitch? Oh, no, I was doing some of Balkino's blitzes. I was playing one of his little mini-me's, and he started off doing, you know, Balkino's 4-3 wide 9 cover 2 invert and trying to get at me. So I'm like, you know what? All right, tit for tat, I'll do it. Ended up smoking him, and then he messaged me and said, I don't ever want to hear about you glitching or about you complaining about glitching ever again. And I'm like, well, you know what? Like I said in Unnecessary Roughness, it's going to be a new game. If people do that to me, I'm not going to hold back. I know how to do it. I've just never done it. So I did it. He lost, told him to go cry on Balkino's shoulder and make the best of it.
Which mini Balkino did it happen to be, if you don't mind?
It's one of your friends. I'd rather not say.
Oh, well, I'm friends with everybody.
What the hell? It was O'Buckets. O'Buckets cried. Buckets.
Oh. Okay, I gotcha. Speaking of O'Buckets, yeah, he joined Team Balkino a couple weeks ago. So we'll see what happens with that. I think you or said it before, somebody said it. It seems all the good people seem to go join Team Balkino and their morals take a downfall or something. Maybe that wasn't you. That could have been someone
else.
It
was me, because Believe in Monsters at the end of last season was such a humble, down-to-earth guy. He was so great. He actually was going to quit the league because of all the people glitching him. And, you know, he's probably still a good guy, but he's not near as humble. He's changed drastically, and I really hate to see that because I really, really like to Believe in Monsters, and it's a shame that things turned around like that for him. He's winning games now, and I guess, you know, winning at any cost helps compensate for not being breastfed as a baby, I guess.
All right. Well, to be fair, I do think we have Balkino here on the line. I think I recognize the area code. Balkino, is that you?
What's going on?
Hey, Balkino, did you get to hear everything that's been said here in the previous 20 minutes?
Yeah, brief of it.
All right, well, we know there's no love lost between you and 40, but you were one of the people and are still persistently bringing up that you believe that 40 is Live Master, right?
I mean, personally, I mean, I don't really have any. I just, like, fucking with him, to be honest with you. Do I really know if it's really him or her? I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I just like to poke at him since he seems to jump on it.
No, that's the thing. You have to get in people's heads, but you know what? You're talking about me more than I'm talking about you, really. So who's in whose head? I hear all the shit you say about me and parties.
My head.
So
every time you're on
this
damn radio show, all I hear is Balkino this, Balkino's about you.
Because you're arrogant and you win. You're arrogant and you win. And you
glitch. It seems like you got my nuts in your mouth, basically. Balkino's a glitch. There's so many glitches.
You have to glitch to win. Why didn't you take me up on my offer to play me? I'm average. To play
because
me,
the
if
last
I got
the last person
to play your playbook.
And wanted to play for money, I didn't get paid. So unless you want to somehow send Greg the money and then he holds everything, then, yeah, we could do that.
It doesn't even have to be about money. Why don't you prove that you're the great Balkino and let me pick your playbook and then we play. And you pick mine if you're so great.
My time isn't free. I mean, as you can tell.
Yeah, that's so just like your other point when I said, what are you going to do when EA fixes your glitch routes?
Every year it's something new. 2007 was a rocket catch. 2008 was a fullback glitch. 2008 was the quarter glitch. 2010 was more rocket.
You said, and I quote, I'll just figure something else. Somebody who doesn't abuse the AI said, they're not going to patch what I do because nothing's wrong with what I do.
Oh, good. Trust me, they've been trying to fix the game for many years. They make it better, but there's always going to be something new. Over the
years, as long as you
can
figure out how to
up.
Abuse it, that's all that matters. None of your wins
exactly.
are legitimate.
That's fine with me. As long as I'm still winning.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to win at all costs. It doesn't matter.
While you're sitting
matter.
On the sideline doing trades with yourself, I'll sit there winning more money, and you can just keep blowing it on nothing.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
And keep trading with yourself, buddy. And that dumbass trade, a punter, a shitty-ass linebacker, a free agent, basically, DN. And a second string tight end for one of the best linebackers. And earlier on the statement, you said she wanted a DN. Now it's a defensive tackle. If she wanted a DN, she could have put Von Miller there, but now it's a D tackle on the radio show. So it's good that you changed up your statement.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said, leave what you want. I sent the trade back to her earlier today. She hasn't accepted it.
Oh, you mean to yourself? I mean, I'm sure she accepted it the second she sent it. I mean, it took 2 seconds to switch profiles.
Yeah. Well, I want you to go do some more roids and lift some weights.
That's all right.
Get a heated guy.
Now let's bring another caller in here while it calms down a little bit. We got a 616 area code caller coming in. 616, we have 30 seconds. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, I'm glad I could make it to the show, guys. It's Jay Mills.
Is it a coincidence that Jay Mills just happens to call in when the word steroids comes up? Because we've heard some rumors, Jay.
I got them roids below.
I'm just trying to bring some light to the show. Just trying to bring a little light. Lift it here. But you got 15 seconds, Jay. Talk about Madernol.
Okay, Madinol, what you did is really bad, and it's not looking too good for you, son. We're still investigating, but I don't know if it's going to go too well.
So. All right. Thanks for calling, guys.
Bye.